Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com. A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to Following On. Honestly, well, I know where to begin, but I don't really know how to go about describing the events of day two in Mumbai, the second test match between India and New Zealand. The result of the match, a formality. India will win at some point on day three or four. But we've got to talk about Ajaz Patel. An incredible day and a half in the life of a guy that was born in Mumbai, as has been mentioned once or twice, grew up and schooled and learnt his trade in New Zealand, and then returned back to the country of his birth to become the third bowler in the history of Test cricket to take all 10 wickets in an innings. What an achievement for him, and what an achievement for New Zealand, who unfortunately saw the very best and the very worst on day two. We'll talk about the very worst very shortly, but we've got to start at the top, and that's with Ajaz Patel. Remember the name and all that. 10 for 119 on a day that to anyone who witnessed it will never, ever forget.
Doesn't matter. Shubman Gill has pushed the ball outside of stump, got a nice edge, carried beautifully to Ross Taylor. And he's bowled him! He's bowled to Chetan Pujara. He's come down the wicket. This is a chance of an LBW here. And he's given it. He has. He's come forward, bat and pad. It's beaten him on the inside part of the bat. Virat Kohli is out. You're going to be hearing about this for a long time. Oh, there's an edge. This could be out. This is out, Harmy. He's got an inside edge. He's come forward to defend this. He's got a little nick onto his pad, and somehow it's just bobbled up as gently as you will ever see to Tom Blundell, who was very quick in the Shreyas Iyer is gone.
Patel, oh, there's a big appeal for leg before wicket. Up goes the finger. I think it went straight on with the arm. There was no turn. Sahar's been completely done there. Bowled him first ball. Ashwin, he's gone first ball. It pitched middle. It's hit the top of off. It's another absolute beauty. Oh, and now he's beaten by an absolute beauty. And he's not just beaten, he's got an edge to it. It's taken behind by Tom Blundell.
The left-handed Akshar facing up again. This one comes back. They're appealing for an LBW. Oh,
wicket checking.
That is out.
Going back to an in-long.
That is out. Brilliant review by New Zealand. And he comes down the wicket to Shreyas Yadav. There's a long off in place. I tell you what, there's a long off right in place. Rachin Ravindra barely had to move. Took a couple of steps back and caught that, and we now have 9 wickets to Ajaz Patel. 9 for 115.
Ajaz Patel.
And again, there's a slope. This is straight up in the air. This has to be caught. Is there someone under it? It is! It's out! Ajaz Patel of New Zealand has taken 10 wickets in a test match.
Well, that's how it played out over the course of days one and two. Ajaz Patel, all 10 wickets falling. 4 of them yesterday, 6 of them today. The final one, as you heard, Jared Kimber. A skied effort from Mohammad Siraj, pouched by Rachin Ravindra. And there were some scenes, I can tell you. And there were some scenes just a few moments ago as Patel made his way from the field. Virat Kohli, Rahul Dravid, all of the India team coming over, making their way over to the dressing room, to the balcony, and also on the field as well, applauding him from the field. Brilliant, brilliant stuff. And a historic moment. We could talk about what occurred afterwards shortly. I'm joined by Steve Harmison and Abhishek Jhunjhunwala. First up, I'll start with you, Abhishek. The last man to manage such a feat was Anil Kumble. And it's the kind of achievement that you will never, ever forget. Even now, after 22 years of all the wickets that Kumble took, it's the first thing you think of, isn't it? Ajaz Patel will be famous within cricket for the rest of his life and even beyond it.
Yeah, he'll be always there. His name is already on the history books and it's always going to be there for as long as the cricket survives. And again, to be able to do that in a country, in abroad, not just in own country. Everybody else has done in their own respective country, but to be on the touring side and to get 10 wickets, and especially it's a special moment for him because as he was born in Mumbai, and to be able to get those 10 wickets against India in Mumbai must be so, so special. And it takes something very special for somebody to achieve that. And he's bowled brilliantly as well. It's not just that he's got those wickets because the batters have batted poorly or they've played some poor shots. He's just bowled very, very good deliveries and managed to get some of the biggest wickets in world cricket at the moment.
What point did you think he was going to do it? For me, it was when that review for leg before wicket. He'd taken 7 wickets and he, again, for the third time in his 2-match series, did not review an LBW decision that would have gone his way. He did it in the first innings, in his very first over against Shubman Gill in the first test. He did it when India came back out to bat in the second innings for Jara. And he did it with a giant Yadav as well. He would have had 8 wickets then. He thought, oh, that's his chance gone. But it was that LBW on review. That would have been his 8th wicket. It was when Akshar Patel offered no shot. When that one, he overturned that. That was the 8th wicket. Suddenly, it was absolutely on.
Yeah, it was on. But I don't know. I just felt when he got 6 wickets, I was commentating with Manas and I said, there is an opportunity for him to pick up 10 wickets here because none of the other bowlers look like they can get wickets from the other end apart from Saudi. And that's the reason it looked like that there is a great opportunity for him to pick up all 10. And yeah, I mean, it's a great achievement that he, at the end of the day, he managed to do it. But what an achievement. What an achievement. I don't know how long it's going to take for any other bowler to go out there and take 10 wickets after today.
Harmy, you played in the very famous match, of course. Brian Lara hit a 400. But, you know, that was in a drawn match at the end of the series where West Indies had been beaten outside 3-0. 7 for 12 from yourself, of course, famously. Will the fact that New Zealand are going to go on to lose this match, the fact that they were bundled out for 62, whatever it was, is that going to really detract from what Ajaz Patel has achieved over the last couple of days?
No, I don't think so. I think when you look at, if you want to sort of highlight the Lara innings, it was on. Again, it was a dead rubber, flat pitch, and that flat pitch where, you know, England didn't have a great deal to play for. Nothing against Brian. He batted beautifully well. He was in trouble for possibly, I think, 3 overs for every new ball we took. I think we took about 4. But apart from that, he was in total control. Where I look at this, this is a kid who's took, he's a finger spinner in India, in the first innings of a test match. Now, you know, you lose a toss and you're put in. I think that tells you everything you wanna know, how difficult it is, not only to bowl finger spin against the Indian batsman, but to do it in the first innings when you've lost the toss as well. I think that for me makes it even more of a special feat. Whether win the game or lose the game, draw the game, I don't think you can look at that in any context of what the individual feat is, in my humble opinion. I think if he wins the game, great, fantastic. But when you look at somebody taking all 10 wickets, and I'm with you, it was the Akshar Patel one. When he got that, I thought, that's it, he's got it here. Because the two bowlers are going to come out. You know, Somerville can throw a ball down leg side for a couple of overs, and you know, the two bowlers in Umesh Yadav and Mohammad Siraj are going to naturally play aggressive shots, so he's got a chance of getting his 9th and his 10th. And that review to get Akshar Patel was the moment I thought, right, he's done it now. Before that, yeah, anything could happen. But once you got the last recognised batsman out, I thought, yes, he's got it. And when he did get it, it's history. You sit here and you'll always remember when I'll always remember where I'll be when we mention about the 10-wicket haul for Ajaz Patel against India, because you know these are something that doesn't happen often in the game of cricket.
Yeah, brilliant stuff. It has been a historic day. It's been such a madcap day. For those of you just joining us or unaware of what occurred, India overnight, 221 for four. They lost two wickets in two balls. And I tell you, it just shows just how crazy a day it's been. Ravichandran Ashwin was clean bowled. First ball, at this point, Patel took two and two, and he reviewed it. He reviewed the bowl. He thought that the umpire's finger had gone up for a caught behind. And so he looked a little bit shamefaced when he realised that actually the umpire's finger hadn't gone up at all. He'd just been bowled. But that really typifies just what kind of day it was. A day in which a guy got 150, Mayank Agarwal. That's not even in the running. Well, except it is, because it's still a huge achievement. And the player was speaking shortly after the close of play on day two.
Nothing much, just trying to stay a little more side on, but it's more of a mental battle than any technical thing.
You seem to relish the spin bowlers and charge down the wicket very quickly. Did you enjoy that?
Actually, for my batting, I think if I don't do that, then I'm probably going to get stuck at the crease. And I think they're bowling exceedingly well, especially Ajaz. He's bowling really well. So if I can't put him under the pump, then he's just going to keep bowling good areas.
Been talking in the commentary box in the last half hour about the role that domestic cricket plays. How important is your upbringing, your learning in domestic cricket when you bring it into test match cricket?
The Indian domestic circuit is quite tough, I must say, and it is very important. And I think those years that anyone spends there really helps them. You know, it just makes you more hungrier. You know, it's just harder to score runs there, and you play in all different conditions. So the experiences and the learning you get playing the domestic circuit is phenomenal, and that's something that you know I've carried in international cricket as well.
What do you look forward to tomorrow then from 69 without loss?
Well, I think tomorrow we obviously have to start well in the first session, and then look to pile on as many runs as we can, and then see how we go from there.
So that's Mayank Agarwal, who ended up with 150 in first innings. Abhishek Jhunjhunwala is with me. I get a bit confused when it comes to the Indian openers at times, to be honest with you, because, of course, they chop and change so much. Injuries, form, resting. When it comes to South Africa, you've got Mayank Agarwal, who's hit 150 and is 38 not out overnight. You've got Rohit Sharma coming back. You've got KL Rahul. You've got Shubman Gill. And then, you know, it wasn't that long ago, we had Shikhar Dhawan and Prithvi Shaw. So who is India's number one and two opening batsmen? Who do you expect are going to be taking to the field for that test match against South Africa?
I think it's going to be Rohit Sharma and KL Rahul. Has to be, the way they played in England, especially in these conditions. They batted beautifully, both of them, and they are one of the two best players in world cricket. But again, there are openings in the middle order, and I don't see any reason for one of either Mayank Agarwal or Shubman Gill getting a role at number three or number five, because we don't know how long Pujara and Rahane is going to be with the team, or if they're going to be picked for the South African series. We'll have to wait and see. But there is no reason that one of these guys can't fit in into the middle order, because there is two or three slots available in that middle order for India.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
It just shows the strength, doesn't it? It's ridiculous riches for India. And to be honest with you, even while they were losing wickets throughout, bowled out for 325 with over the last two wickets really throwing their bat at things. It just seemed like they had enough. 325 on a pitch that was showing that amount of turn and bounce that early on, and so it proved. And you've made mention of the fact that after all the hard work that Ajaz Patel put in, he was back out on the field within 21 overs or so. Let's hear how the afternoon session, including those final four wickets for Patel, sounded on TalkSport 2.
Chopped away behind square on the offside. Lovely shot for four by Mayank Agarwal, and it brings up his 150. He raises the bat to acknowledge the applause. Oh, and now he's beaten by an absolute beauty. And he's not just beaten, he's got an edge to it. It's taken behind by Tom Blundell.
The left-handed Akshar facing up again. This one comes back. They're appealing for an LBW. I don't think that came out of the footmarks completely. It looked like it missed them, but that spun a long way. I think that's probably worth a DRS.
Yeah.
They are reviewing that. Oh!
Wicket checking.
That is out.
Going back to Anil.
That is out. Brilliant review by New Zealand. And he comes down the wicket to Shreyas Yadav. There's a long off in place. I tell you what, there's a long off right in place. Rachin Ravindra barely had to move. Took a couple of steps back and caught that.
Ajaz Patel.
And again, there's a slope. This is straight up in the air. This has to be caught. Is there someone under it? It is! It's out! Ajaz Patel of New Zealand has taken 10 wickets in a test match.
Got him! Oh, no. Siraj, sorry. Steve Humberson, Will Young has gone. Excellent catch and slip. Short pulled away. Out towards deep square leg and he's caught. Oh, would you believe it? What has Tom Latham done?
Bowled him!
Ross Taylor's been cleaned up by Mohammad Siraj. There'll be no reviewing that one. There's no off stump. Bowled him! Our Ashwin is into the attack and he's struck immediately with his first delivery. Henry Nichols has been cleaned up. Yadav has got his man. He's edged it to slip. It's a super catch from Virat Kohli.
Absolutely incredible action, and it played out on TalkSport 2. New Zealand bowled out for 62. Steve Harmison. I mean, there was some unplayable deliveries. And whilst it was Ashwin four for eight, by the way, from eight overs, as Jared Kimber said, he actually bowled better than Ajaz Patel. Two for Akshar Patel as well, but it was Mohammad Siraj who really set the tone with a couple of absolutely unplayable deliveries. Ross Taylor's played 100 tests. He's not been beaten by many better deliveries than the one that uprooted off stump.
Yeah, that was the one for me, the Ross Taylor one. That's the pick of the deliveries of the test match so far. He bowled a beauty to Will Young. He bowled one a couple of balls earlier that just went away from Will Young's off stump. So for the ball that this one had just, he obviously Will Young played down the same line. He nicked two balls later, but he's played down the line and he's missed it because it swung away. This one a little bit more off balance, but even still, I'm not sure he could have done too much about it. He's nicked it straight to slip. But a good catch by Virat Kohli. Then Tom Latham, you could say it was a little bit of a giveaway. It was a well-directed bouncer. The ball before was borderline wide from a bouncer point of view because he had just been banged straight back down the ground. A lovely shot by Tom Latham. And then he gets lured in possibly by the good shot that he played earlier. He's gone for the short ball and Sirishire didn't have to move straight in the field. Then all of a sudden now you're two down, 15 for two, staring down the barrel, and he bowls a beauty to Ross Taylor. And that really set India off, and the enthusiasm, the energy and everything that goes with Mohammad Siraj is like a jack in a box. And that's just sort of, yeah, that was the tone that was set by him and the Indian cricket team going forward. And then obviously Ravi Ashwin taking over from there, and the pressure was relentless, absolutely relentless. Typical being in India, Akshar Patel and Ashwin together in tandem. There was just nowhere to go for the New Zealand batsmen. There's no release. And it was just a case of inevitability that they were going to come and go as, you know, go as quickly as they came.
Yeah, 38 for 6 at tea. What a come down after so much excitement at the midway point of the session. 16 overs, and with Ravindra going just before the tea break, it was quite painful, to be honest. And when New Zealand came out after the tea break, well, they didn't hang around for long. Let's hear how that final session played out.
This is out, caught leg slip, I think. Blundell's moved across the wicket. He's defended this. He's actually, in the end, turned it to leg stump, to leg side. It's not that much different than how he was bowled in the previous test match. This ball's outside off stump. It's a beautiful delivery. There's a short leg that's dived in, and that is out. He is caught. It is outside of stump, ripped back. There's bat, there's glove. I think it might have just been the glove. It hit the pad, popped up, and a brilliant effort by Shreyas Iyer.
Oh, and he now drives straight to mid-on. Mohammad Siraj takes the catch. Somerville decides that making naught off 25 balls wasn't benefiting him or the team. It's a big swing, and I think he's got an edge. It's caught at silly point. That's the end of the New Zealand innings. Jameson looking to whip it through the onside.
There will be no follow-on. India are batting again. We're all very surprised.
And a beautiful drive and a misfield. That's going to go away for four. This is a very good shot by Chiteshwar Pujara. He uses his feet. He gets inside the line of the ball, and he hits that through covers for four.
Here is Ajaz Patel. That's a lovely shot. Oh, Mayank Agarwal, take a bow. Step and a half down the pitch, quick on his feet, and he's lofted it over extra cover quite deliberately in complete control. Beautiful shot for four.
Abhishek Jindrawala is with us for the next few moments as we round off the following on show. I mean, could you believe that India didn't enforce a follow-on? I know we live in a day and age where they rarely do, but with bowling New Zealand out for 62 on a track, that there's no chance. They could bat another, they could have another two innings. I don't think they're going to score the 260 they need just to make India bat again. What reasoning really was there for Virat Kohli to decide to bat again?
I mean, the only reason, as was mentioned, that they wanted the middle order to have a bat before they leave for the South Africa series, just to give them a bit of confidence. But I'm not surely convinced that how much confidence are you going to get batting in Mumbai against a bowling attack who look completely depleted after getting all out for 60. There's not much motivation left for the bowlers to come out there and bowl again, knowing that the opposition already has a lead of 260 odd. And to come out there and bowl is very demoralizing for any side. So I don't know how much confidence this innings is going to give to Chiteshwar Pujara. Mayank Agarwal already scored 150 in the first inning, so he didn't need to come out there and bat again. If they needed batting, probably somebody else could have come out there and opened the innings as well if they needed to have a hit. So it's very surprising that India didn't enforce the follow-on on New Zealand. But again, it's their decision at the end of the day. As you mentioned, now hardly we see teams enforcing follow-on. They all fancy coming out and having a little bat again so that they have enough lead and try and bowl the opposition out. And correctly, as you said, Jono, that even if they bat twice, they're not going to get that 300 runs, whatever lead India has now. So, yeah, it was a very strange decision again from Virat Kohli.
Yeah, well, look, thanks a lot for your work and your time today, Abhishek. You will be back for day three, 4 a.m. UK time. But Steve Harmison, I suppose the captain himself, he hasn't had a bat for a while, not in Test cricket at least. Maybe he wants to get a few runs on the belt. The India lead, 332. What is What is the only thing New Zealand can look to get out of this game? I mean, another 10 wickets for Ajaz Patel, of course. That's always in the offing still.
Yeah, that would be the only thing, or you know, a confidence building 100 for, you know, one of the batsmen in the top order to go out second innings and put a few wrongs right, playing for pride, go and get a big fourth inning score, which will not win the game, but will just give them some confidence going in, and you don't really want to be demoralised and getting bowled out again for the less than 100, 120. But I honestly don't understand the Virat Kohli non-declaration decision. His bowlers had only bowled 28.1 overs. If it's a commercial decision, that's fine. That for me worries me a little bit. But when I look at if the Indian selectors are looking for, you know, Pujara and Kohli to get some runs going ahead to, Pujara especially, to go ahead to the South African series, then for me that would be enough telling me that he shouldn't be going to South Africa, full stop. If you're that desperate to let a game drift the way it's drifting, just so one man could get some runs, to then go and bat on a completely different surface. I can't imagine it was Virat Kohli wanting to get some runs, because if he did, he would have played, should have played in the first Test match. I really don't understand what the decision was, the reasoning was behind not declaring and really, you know, showing a team who you've just lost to in the World Test Championship. You go and beat them by innings in your own back garden, win the series. For me, that would be enough to, you know, to rub the faces in the, you know, New Zealand faces in the dirt. But hey, like Abby said, it's Virat Kohli's prerogative, and they'll let the game drift for a little bit tomorrow, and then I'm sure they'll go and bowl New Zealand out halfway through day four.
Brilliant stuff. Well, look, Steve Harbinson will be back alongside Abby tomorrow, along with Jarrod Kimber and also Neil Manthorpe, live and exclusive coverage of day three and day four. I'm not sure it's going to get to a day four, to be honest with you, but we shall see. We'll be up early. Well, these guys are. We'll be. I'm in New Zealand, so I'll be up late. It's 1:15 in the morning here, and I don't think I'm going to get to sleep, because that was one of the most incredible passages of play I've ever been privileged enough to be part of. You're listening to TalkSport 2, and this has been live and exclusive coverage of the second Test match from Mumbai between India and New Zealand.
Patel. Oh, there's a big appeal for leg before wicket. Up goes the finger. I think it went straight on with the arm. There was no turn. Sahar's been completely done there.
5 for 76 now. Yeah!
Bowled him first ball. Ashwin, he's gone first ball.
Lovely shot for four by Mayank Agarwal, and it brings up his 150.
Oh, and now he's beaten by an absolute beauty. And he's not just beaten, he's got an edge to it. It's taken behind by Tom Blundell. What a brilliant delivery from Ajaz Patel. He picks up his seventh wicket.
Comes down the wicket to Jayant Yadav. There's a long off in place. I tell you what, there's a long off right in place. Rachin Ravindra barely had to move, took a couple of steps back and caught that. And we now have 9 wickets to Ajaz Patel. 9 for 115.
Ajaz Patel
in again. There's a slope. This is straight up in the air. This has to be caught. Is there someone under it? It is. It's out. Ajaz Patel of New Zealand has taken 10 wickets in a Test match.
Got him!
Siraj, sorry, Steve Harbinson, Will Young has gone. Excellent catch at slip. Mohammad Siraj takes the early wicket.
Short pulled away.
Out towards deep square leg, and he's caught. Oh, would you believe it? What has Tom Latham done? He shakes his head in disbelief and admonishment at himself.
Bowled him!
Ross Taylor's been cleaned up by Mohammad Siraj. There'll be no reviewing that one. There's no off stump. Hold him! Our Ashwin is into the attack, and he's struck immediately with his first delivery. Henry Nichols has been cleaned up.
Yadav
has got his man. He's edged it to slip. It's a super catch from Virat Kohli.
Oh, and he now drives straight to mid on.
Mohammad Siraj takes the catch. Somerville decides that making naught off 25 balls wasn't benefiting him or the team. It's a big swing, and I think he's got an edge. It's caught at silly point.
That's the end of the New Zealand innings. Jameson looking to whip it through the onside. There will be no follow-on. India are batting again. We're all very surprised.
This is a very good shot by Chiteshwar Pujara. He uses his feet. He gets inside the line of the ball, and he hits that through covers for four. That is the end of the day here on TalkSport 2. India are 69 without loss after 21 overs. They lead by 332 runs.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.